Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.
Protesters say they're just ordinary Australian workers and taxpayers who feel betrayed by the government's plans to put a price on carbon. They insist it would damage the economy and drive up the cost of living by making energy far more expensive.
There's a groundswell of people that have finally had a gutful.
Since the Labor government has come into this country, the union rules, we are just can't do it anymore. We have no more money left to pay the taxes.
The demonstrators have the support of the Conservative opposition leader, Tony Abbott. He says that without a global carbon pricing agreement, Australian businesses would be less competitive.
A one-sided carbon tax, a unilateral carbon tax, is an act of economic self-harm.
Here we have 12,000 signatures supporting action on climate change.
12,000, fantastic.
Yeah.
Supporters of the tax believe it will cut pollution in Australia, which is one of the world's worst per capita emitters of greenhouse gases, and will also encourage the development of a low-carbon economy. The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, says that opposition won't derail the plan.
Now, I understand there's always going to be a variety of views in the community. We'll see that on display today. But pricing carbon is the right thing for our nation's future, and that's why I'm determined to do it.
The Prime Minister hopes to bring in a tax on carbon next year, before introducing an emissions trading scheme as early as 2015. She insists that without these key economic reforms, Australia will be left behind by its international competitors.